Don't miss breakfast.
Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
How would you feel if you received by register post yesterday the following letter that says the Australian and South Australian governments are investing in the final section of the North-South Corridor, the Torrens to Darlington project, and to deliver this important project, more space is required. As a result, it's been determined in bold, your property will be directly impacted, and then goes on to say, we need to meet with you again in bold as soon as possible to discuss what this means for your property and to explain the next steps. Now, to some of you, you might think, well, this is the understanding of progress, and yeah, that might be well and good until that's your house. Now, Julie Bilski is a resident of Grosvenor Street, and Julie, I understand that you got this letter.
Yeah, good morning, Ali. Yeah, I did yesterday afternoon when I woke up after a night duty shift, and it was waiting for me under my doormat.
So what do you think when you read those through?
A neighbour had knocked on my door and woken me yesterday to warn me that people were receiving them. So it didn't come as a complete shock, but it's a very unreal experience. You know, the rumours have been going around the street for well over a week, and you don't want to, you know, give in to rumours. But, yeah, seeing it in writing made it very real yesterday.
Yeah. And this has affected you because obviously, even though you've mentioned the rumours and a lot of texters are saying, I just don't understand why we can't see the full plan of this. But
exactly,
with the rumours and everything going around, people still have had to live their lives. So, for example, people might have seen your kitchen on the news last night, which is just an empty space because you're in the middle of renovating your home.
Yep. All the plans went through last year. I signed the contract. It was I started renovating at the beginning of the year. So it's just adding insult to injury. I can't, you know, obviously was planning to stay here well into my old age. I wouldn't be investing as much money as I was into my house if I thought this, a possibility of this happening. Yeah, so definitely a double whammy for me.
Okay. Now, so have you actually reached out, because it does say that they need to hear from you as soon as possible. Did you get to reach out to them yesterday, or what happens for you now?
Yes, I did. If I picked up the letter at about 1, then I had the builder come at 2. So by 3:30, I rang them and I got through straight away.
Yes,
you couldn't speak to the person in the letter because he's on leave at the moment. So I had to speak to someone else. And we've organised a meeting for next Tuesday.
Hang on a second. So are you telling me that someone has sent a letter that has the words in bold, your property may be directly impacted, we need to meet with you as soon as possible, please contact this person, and then that person's on leave?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Jane Stinson is a local MP, the Labor member for Badco. Ms Stinson, how many residents have you heard from in the last 24 hours?
Good morning, Ali. Well, I'm here in Glandor right now in Grosvenor Street, and I've been out door knocking since lunchtime yesterday when I had some really distressed people start calling my office and asking what this letter was about that they'd just gotten in their mail. Like Julie, they gave the number a call only to find that the gentleman named on it is actually away. So people really felt like that added to their distress and not being able to find out what had gone on. But certainly a few people were told over the phone that their land was being compulsorily acquired, and that came as a massive shock to some people. A lot of people in this area already went through the land acquisition process with the Gallipoli underpass and survived that, and certainly thought that their homes this time around wouldn't be targeted. So although we've obviously been talking about South Road since November last year, it has come as a massive shock to people, and there are certainly a lot of people in tears today, and I'm working with local residents to try and get them all the support that I can.
We do have the Infrastructure and Transport Minister, Corey Wingard, with us. Minister Wingard, good morning. Mr Koustantonis takes a direct exception to you saying that Labor's plan would have bought an extra 480 homes and meant that they were destroyed by an open motorway option.
Yeah, and they are the figures that we have from the department. That's why we've gone with the two-tunnel option, which saves some 480 properties, which is obviously a really good outcome. Of course, with this project, it's a significant project.
But Kootenay says that it was never their plan, that they were never going to support an open motorway option for that part of the of South Road. So, and it was years before anything would be done, and it's still going to be years before anything's done. So that's just not right, is it?
No, it is correct, David. They ruled out tunnels, and we put tunnels back on the table, and the tunnels saved 480 homes.
No, he says they were looking at tunnels.
They ruled out tunnels, David. They ruled out tunnels and we put them back on the table and we're proud of that. And that saves some 480 homes. So that's a really great result for those people in that area. And we know that's going to give a better outcome to this total project. So we're really pleased to be doing it. It's the biggest infrastructure project this state's ever seen. We all know people that have lived in South Australia for decades and decades that this has been on the cards, and it's one that needs to be done. It's a big project, and we want to work with the community through this project.
So will you personally go down to Glandore and meet these residents that have just found out that their homes are going?
Yeah, the process here, Ali, is we've reached out to people along the way. We're doing the reference design, as we've outlined, and that will be done by the end of the year. And as we've known, in certain sections along the way, and we've had that the map outline, we'll take that to the community and deal with the community one-on-one so that they understand what's happening and what's going on.
All right. So when you're saying just for time, Minister Wingard, are you saying that you're saying we? Does that mean somebody in the Transport Department, or will you actually go down and meet some of these people?
No. Well, the Transport Department do this job and they do this work. They're the experts in the field, and we've got a process in place whereby we're talking to everyone, and that's what we always said we wanted to do. Was deal with the people impacted first, not do it through the media, but deal with them first one-on-one. So we've sent those letters out and we're dealing with the people that are impacted by this project. We don't want to put it out before we know where we need to acquire property. We want to get that map and that plan done. And we're doing it in a step process. So as we know the areas where we need to acquire properties, we'll let those people know and deal with them through the process. Just for clarity as well, I think it's important to know that the southern laydown area, we don't need that actual space for quite a period of time, not until November 22. And this second stage, we don't actually need the property until November 23. So we're giving people plenty of time to make sure we can work through this process with them.
The person that has been referenced on the letters for people to ring about this is on leave. Do you know why that person's on leave?
Yeah, to clarify that, and I have asked the department this, the letters started going out, I'm told, late last week. There was a person that had an RDO or something to that effect, and someone was filling in their role. I think there's been about 30 phone calls that have come through, the department's told me. Potentially the person filling in was on a call when another call came through. Okay. It went to this person's voicemail and said they were on leave. I apologise for that, but there was someone there taking the call, and I'm told the person that left the voice message got followed
up. Now, we've only got 20 seconds. Just to cut to the chase, is everyone who got a letter yesterday going to lose their home?
So again, the letters have gone out to people, to property owners, and we're trying to engage with tenants as well.
Minister, is everyone who got a letter going to lose their home?
Again, David, to be really clear, we've sent letters to people whose homes will be impacted. So the short answer is yes, but we've sent it to tenants. We're trying to engage tenants and property owners as well. So that's what we're doing here. Yes, the people we've engaged with, and we've waited until we've known exactly which properties. So we're talking to those people directly.